President Bola Tinubu's announcement comes in the wake of the petrol tanker blast Wednesday in Nigeria's Jigawa state. A tanker crashed in the village of Majia and a short time later burst into flames, killing and injuring many who had gathered around the wreckage to scoop up spilled fuel. Tinubu said a review of transport protocols for gasoline will be carried out in partnership with various state authorities and that offenders of the new regulations will be punished. It is not clear what the new regulations will be. The president also sent top government officials, including his defense and transportation ministers, along with food aid and medical supplies to the site of Wednesday's crash. Economic analyst Ezo Nyegbere says he doesn't expect any new measures from authorities.
It's a very unfortunate situation and position because the leadership of the country has not been proactive about planning for transportation of petroleum, whether it's crude oil or refined petroleum. The government is not known to think through issues. They just latch on when there's a public outburst.
The accident in Jigawa comes barely 1 month after another tanker exploded after it collided with a truck in Niger State, killing 48 people. President Tinubu has ordered the Federal Road Safety Corps, or FRSC, to strengthen enforcement of already existing road transport protocols, including regulations on night travels and official patrols. Energy expert Chukwudi Victor Odermi says the new measures are welcome, but is skeptical about compliance.
The federal government thinking at this point that it's a time to put policies in place is a good one. But then the only snag I see in it is compliance.
Well, I think
it has to do with enforcement. And it's not actually about the laws because load limits have always been there, but it has never been enforced. So they have to do a lot of enforcement. I don't think it's in creating new policies.
Nigeria's 5,000 kilometers of oil pipelines are often prone to vandalism, and petrol suppliers mostly rely on tankers to transport fuel around the country. But due to poorly maintained roads and disregard for existing road measures, tanker accidents are common. Onyebere says the government needs to repair and protect the pipelines.
If those pipelines were secured and maintained, that would have been the cheapest and easiest way of transporting these things in such a way and manner that would not have exposed Nigerians to a lot of risk.
In 2020, more than 500 people died from about 1,500 tanker accidents, according to the FRSC. Many will be watching to see if and how authorities enforce any new measures designed to prevent accidents and protect lives. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.